Bedford.
Big weekend away.
We had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun. And?
And?
And this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Oh, shit.
I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
Sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
One of the most intimate things I've ever done was breathe with Christine. Sitting on my lap in the darkness, she told me to expel all the air in my lungs. She inhaled deeply, sealed her lips over mine, and filled my chest with her breath. The sound of rushing air filled my ears. As I exhaled, she took my breath into her. Synchronized like that, we could breathe together indefinitely. When most of the oxygen became consumed, Christine would quickly exhale through her nose and take in a fresh supply of air. As I felt her body expand with my breath and then contract to fill me again, I came to believe that we were really only one being whose two halves had finally been rejoined.
So Richard was Detroit in 68, and he told me all romantics meet the same fate someday. Cynical and drunk and boring someone in some dark cafe. You laugh, he said, you think you're immune. Go look at your eyes, they're full of moon. You like roses and kisses and pretty men to tell you all those pretty. Quarter in the Wurlitzer, and he pushed three buttons, and the thing began to whir. And a barmaid came by in fishnet stockings and a bow tie, and she said, "Drink up now, it's getting on time to close." Richard, you haven't really changed. I said, it's just that now you're romanticizing some pain that's in your head. You got tombs in your eyes, but the songs you punched are dreaming. Listen, they sing love so sweet, love so sweet. When you gonna get yourself back on your feet? Oh, love can be so sweet, love so sweet. Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator, and he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday, hiding behind bottles and dark cafes, dark.
Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married.
Christine had a necklace made of large white plastic beads. I told her that I wanted something of hers to keep, to remind me of her when we were apart. She said I could have anything I wanted. I chose the beads. She tried to persuade me to pick something else, but I insisted. Although she gave them to me unconditionally, she later said I had to give them back if I stopped loving her.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday, yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny said, don't cry, mama, smile and wave goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loved to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know?
Don't here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is stories. Every song, every public service message, telling a story. We began the set with Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue. And then Led Zeppelin with a traditional song, redone as only Led Zeppelin can. Gallows Pole from Led Zeppelin 3. Then a public service message from the Pacific Institute for Women's Health, talking about the availability of emergency contraception, as well as the good sense to use contraception in general. And then, as I mentioned before in the show, instead of having my usual audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, this evening I've prepared a bunch of excerpts from a short novel that I wrote when I was in college, basically as my senior thesis for my philosophy degree. And that was mixed up with Under Stars 2 from Brian Eno's Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks album. Then Joni Mitchell, one of the most incredibly talented musical artists of the 20th century and the 21st century. Last Time I Saw Richard from her Blue album. And then a song about a woman getting abused and murder from the Dixie Chicks, Goodbye Earl. Another excerpt from Dare. And then Bad Company, Shooting Star. And a moral of that song and story is, at least if you're gonna abuse prescription drugs, don't drink alcohol when you're doing it. That combination has killed so many people. And it continues to kill so many Americans. Marijuana works with either of them a whole lot better. And this has been a kind of public service message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. So Backing Me Up is our featured ambiance composer of the evening, the 19th century Czech composer, violinist, and conductor, Anton Dvorak. And this is from his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, the number one Allegro. So we're coming to kind of the centerpiece of our story's theme from our featured band, Rush. And I'm going to play you a 7-part, 20-minute piece that is half of their 2112 album from 1976. And basically the idea is, in the future, dystopian future, 2112, the world is controlled by these priests of the temples of Syrinx, and they control every aspect of life. And a guy discovers this ancient guitar one day, and he figures out, he learns how to play his own music, and he thinks it's just a wonderful thing that everyone else is going to love. So he brings the guitar over to the priests of the temples of Syrinx, and they just destroy it, and they rebuke him for finding one of these silly whims that had caused the collapse of the previous civilization. And he gets, you know, all upset about that, and he runs away, and he dreams of a world before the Solar Federation came over and took everything. And, well, there's a lot going on, and I'll leave it to you to enjoy and understand the the whole piece. And then we'll be back for even more here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. This is a really rockin', epic song from Rush, 2112, all of it.
I'm
And that was Rush's epic 7-part 2112 story song. The overture, the temples of Syrinx. Discovery, presentation, oracle, soliloquy, and the grand finale. Our theme this evening is stories, and we've got one last set for you before Chase Carson comes on with a time tunnel. Soul music, funk music, dance music, disco, rhythm and blues, and the jazz interlude around 11:30 p.m. So, in the next set, we're going to hear from Queen, and in particular, a song written by their guitarist, Brian May, who's probably the most scientifically accomplished rock and roll star ever. And this acoustic song would first seem to be about some colonists hundreds of years ago who go on a ship to a new land and colonize it. But if you listen to the lyrics a little bit more, it's kind of that way, except they're actually people from the future who are going to a different planet to colonize it. But according to Einstein's theory of relativity, if you travel near the speed of light, it slows time down for the people on the spaceship, while everyone else, from the spaceship's perspective, their time would seem to be speeded up. So when they come back from the planet they've colonized, everyone that they used to know is all dead. And he sees somebody with his wife's eyes, but maybe it's his granddaughter. The song is 39, and after that, we're going to hear a song from New Order that's about a soldier who, it seems, finally gets his orders to go back home. But when he gets there, he finds his wife is crying because she's holding a telegram saying he's dead. Yes, he's a ghost. Here's our final set of Tears of the Gods stories on WMFO in Medford.
Old and gray, little darling, will away, but my love.
During spring recess, I made a visit to Boston, staying with John for the weekend. Friday night, we got drunk together. Late the following morning, I put the beads in my pocket and took a train headed into the city. I got off at the suburban station that was 2 miles from where Christine lived. I clutched a note in my hand. Here are the beads. You no longer have the love that is necessary for me to keep them. I knew Christine left for work sometime after 12 p.m., and I wasn't sure if Philip was spending the holiday with her. Wishing to avoid an awkward situation with either him or Christine's roommate, I had decided to go around to the back of the house where she lived and softly climb the stairs to her apartment. I would put the beads around the doorknob and leave the note on the floor. I walked decisively along the route Christine and I had once taken together. As I neared the house, I saw a girl marching away on the other side of the street. She wore black stockings and a dark wool coat. From the 100 feet that separated us, she looked back at me. It was Christine. She didn't seem to recognize me. I remembered that she had lost her contact lenses several months ago and couldn't, at the time, afford a new set. She came to the corner and I quickly crossed the street. I walked in Christine's footsteps, barely inches behind her. I took the necklace from my pocket and held it up with one hand. The beads brushed up against the back of her head and she became aware of being touched. As I let them fall around her shoulders, I caught a glimpse of her scowling face. Her cheeks were blushed by an allergy. I turned around and walked away.
No, it's good.
And it was just there.
I'll get it.
Sit down.
Hello? Hold on.
Hey, get back in there and finish your dinner. I need it, Chetty, now. What is it, honey?
It's for Dad.
Come here. Hello? No. No, he's not. No, he's not here. No, thank you. Listen, he hasn't been with us for over a year, okay? It's hard enough without you people calling around here trying to stir him up. That was my daughter you just asked about her that day. And all for a sale? I wish he was here. He'd pull you through the phone by your...
On November 25th, Vladimir Meckel was killed by a drunk driver leaving behind 2 children and a beloved wife. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills abruptly, but the pain lasts forever. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening has been stories featuring Rush, particularly side one of their 2112 album. And mixed in this evening, I read a couple of excerpts from a short novel that I wrote when I was in college. It was kind of my senior thesis for my philosophy degree, my computer science degree. Well, we had to write computer programs. In any case, thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. Stay tuned for Chase Carson coming up with the Time Tunnel here on WMFO in Medford. And we're going out here with our featured ambient composer Anton Dvorak. This is the finale from his Concerto for Cello and Orchestra.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together. Welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're going to go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.